3 o'clock in the morning, I think it was, last night. I came across this passage, and I'm still haven't even really started putting my outline down for my message this morning. And there's all these different passages, and they come together. And so finally, I got my sermon done, and I didn't actually use this passage at all. But I just thought, this is such an awesome passage. And then about 3:30, God's like, no, that's not the person, that's not the sermon that I want you to preach in the morning, though. That's for a different time. And so then I started to study for the sermon that I'm going to share with you this morning, which is 4 Things for Mothers. And then this morning, while James was sharing, I realized why God wanted me to do that sermon and then prepare for this message. Because I want to share this passage with you because I think it will be a great encouragement to you. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. I don't have that in my notes. And if you guys want to throw it on the screen, you can. Otherwise, I'll just read it. It says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? And where is the scribe? And where is this disputer of this age? Has not God made the foolish of the wisdom? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, but it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." And I know for moms today, we've all been there at that point. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to handle this? We read books about how to be a better parent. We read blogs. We don't read books anymore. We read blogs about how to be a better parent. We watch YouTube videos. But the message hasn't changed. The wisdom hasn't changed. It's still Christ and Christ crucified. And to the world, it doesn't make any sense. How can a mother just take her kids to church and be faithful and expect them to turn out well? Well, that is how awesome our God is. That is the awesomeness of our God. Yes, it is foolishness to the world. But to those who are being saved, it is life. So, Steve said that I had a short message. I don't have a short message. I don't think you guys have ever known me to have a short message. But I'm going to give you the summary of my message, which I hope to be very short. 4 tips to being a great mom. Number 1, pray for your children. Pray for your children. And not just, you know, as we eat our meal and sit down, God bless our children, right? Pray for your children. 1 Samuel 1, 8 through 17. I don't have time to read it. But here is Hannah coming to the temple, coming to worship God, overwhelmed with hurt, overwhelmed with disappointment, in anguish, and she's praying. She's pouring her heart out to God. This isn't the way it was supposed to be. It says, Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought that she was drunk, and Eli said to her, "How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you." And Hannah answered and said, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now." Pray for your children, but pray for them passionately. Pray for your children in such a way that people start to wonder about you. Is she okay in there? Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him." Hannah asked for a child, and she promised that she would give that child back to the Lord if he would give one to her. Now, one tip that I did not include in this list of four is actually to have a child. That is actually a very important tip for being a great mom. It's kind of the first one, but so have a child. Then number one is after that is pray for your child. And you can actually start praying for your child before you have the child. I highly recommend that too, but be passionate in your prayer for your children. And B, trust God. Now this is an amazing thing. Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel will grant your petition as you, that you have asked of him." And then it says, and she said, "Let your maidservant find favor in your sight." And so the woman went away and ate, and her face was no longer sad. What does that demonstrate? One, she had given her cares to the Lord, right? She had passed it over to him and said, "Now, Lord, this is yours. I've poured out my heart to you. You know my desires, and now I trust you." But I think it also says that she did trust him. She believed that God had heard her prayers and that would answer him in his way, in his time. And so, therefore, her face was no longer sad. She trusted God, and we as mothers, we do, all of us need to trust God. And then we see the answer to prayer. Then they rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to the house of Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. And so it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked of him from the Lord." So be praying for your children and trusting God that he will answer your prayers. And then watch him do it. Watch him do it. Second tip for being a great mom, care for your children. Give them both personal care and training. You know the verse, "Train up a child in the way he should go." And we see here in this story that Hannah cared for Samuel. She weaned him, and then she gave him to the Lord. Third tip, and this is very important, give them to God. We don't do child baptism here, we do baby dedication, right? And this is one of the passages that we look at for that. Scriptural example is that we dedicate our children to God. Hannah said that she was lending her child to the Lord. She said, "Oh my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here, praying to the Lord. And for this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him, and therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. And so they worshiped the Lord there. Give your child to the Lord. They're his anyway. If we think it's going to depend on us for our children to turn out great, we will destroy our children. If we give them to God and encourage them and pray for them and train them, they will bloom. And your heart will rejoice. Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, and for there is none beside you, nor is there any rock like our God." And the fourth tip for being a great mom is honor your husband. We see two examples of that in Hannah's life. One is worshiping God with your husband. But Samuel ministered before the Lord even as a child, wearing a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother used to make him a little robe and bring it to him year by year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Make sure that that threefold cord is wrapped together. Tightly, knit together. God, husband, wife. Worship together. Go with him. 1 Samuel 2:20. Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "The Lord give you descendants from this woman for the loan that was given to the Lord," and they would go to their own home. Go with him. Guys have crazy ideas. And they're sometimes good. Right? Can I get an amen for that one? Amen. Every once in a while we come up with a great idea. But if you want to be a great mom, honor your husband. Encourage him. Go with him. Help him. And you will be blessed. 1 Samuel 2:21 says, "The Lord visited Hannah, and so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord." Those three tips will not end up in any parenting book that's written by somebody with a psychology degree. It's not going to end up on Parenting Magazine. You're not going to find it. Because that's foolishness. But to us who are being saved, it is the light of life. It is the gospel. God's word will not return void. And so let me encourage you as mothers to be about training your children. Pray for them. Love them. Care for them. But do it with God in mind. With God as the head of your family, as of your heart, and the dedication that you have. Have it to the Lord. And everything else will fall into place. We're going to pray. Could you guys come back and sing one more song as we close? Okay, let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, you are so good to us. Lord, we often are fearful, worry, but then, Lord, when we see you show up, it's just that refreshment, that amazement. That, Lord, you are so good. Taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Lord, I just thank you for being my God. I thank you for the ways that you work in my life, that you teach me so many things, and that I have the opportunity to share them with this wonderful family of believers. Lord, I do thank you for the Balliots. I thank you for what you've laid on their hearts to share with us this morning. I thank you for our moms. We have some wonderful moms. But most importantly, Lord, I thank you for your Son who died on the cross so that we could be free, so that we could see your awesomeness. Lord, so that you could fool everyone else in thinking that wisdom is something that man can think up and arrive at. But really, it's you. You are the wisdom of the age. You are the great Creator, the great God, and you are the one that we love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
you love God, guys. It's a good plan. All right?
We got one song we want to do for you, and my wife just came up. We had a different song we were just about to do for you, and then she was like, we really should do this one. I'm like, yep, you're right. Thanks, love. We call this the most important thing. Love God
with all your heart.
Love God
with everything you are.
Oh,
love Him,
He's faithful and true. Love God
in all your ways.
Love God
for all your days.
It's the most important thing you can do is love God.
Love God
with all your heart,
with everything you are.
Love Him, He's faithful and true. For all your days, it's the most important thing you can do is love God. Each year we make marks on our wall so we can find out just how tall you are.
How tall are you, Luke?
Talk about how big you'll be, and I share all my hopes and dreams that you'll go far and buy your own car. But with everything in life that you could choose, there's one thing that I pray you'll always do. It's love God
with all your heart.
Love God.
David, give him your microphone.
This is red.
Love God.
Oh, it's red. Here. Take this one. It's fine.
The battery's died. I must have left that one on all Saturday. I'm sorry, bud. Okay. David, let's start that part over. I don't want Matthew to miss both of his parts. Love God
with all your heart.
Love God.
Now this one never got turned on.
Oh, this one's red too.
That one's red too. Here.
Oh, here. Just use that. Okay, go ahead. You can use one.
Love God
with all your heart.
Love God
with everything you are.
Oh, love.
Faithful and true.
Love God
in all your ways.
Love God
for all your days.
It's the most important thing you can do is love God. Love God
with all your heart.
Love God everything you are. Love Him, He's faithful and true. Love God
in all your ways.
Love God
for all your days.
It's the most important thing you can do is love God. It's the most important thing you can do is love God.
Well, we sure are blessed by you guys. You know, kids aren't always on time. And mics aren't always on time, but God is always on time.
Absolutely.
Let's close in prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, what a blessing to be here this morning in your house and with your presence and your spirit. Lord, we just thank you for this blessing. And as we move into a time of fellowship with the food and the potluck, and Lord, taking some pictures with our moms, and Lord, we just pray that your spirit would continue to be with us and encourage us. Lord, we just know that we have a big task at hand throughout this week, but we also know that you are great God. And the authority that we have in you, the world can't compete with. And your awesomeness, your mercy, and your love is the inspiration that we live for. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's give the Balliots one more round of applause. Good job, guys. You are dismissed.